It is very difficult to look back on a season and pick out one play or game and label it the turning point. But in the case of the 1977 Yankees, it is a rather simple task. Stories abounded throughout the nation of discord on the Yankees. It appeared that this mighty baseball machine might self-destruct. However, in the Yankee camp was a veteran of Yankee pride. He had been weaned on it. So on the night of June 24th, with two outs in the bottom of the ninth inning and the Yankees down by two runs, second-year second baseman Willie Randolph tripled. Up to the plate stepped Roy White, senior member of the Yankees, to face Boston Red Sox ace reliever Bill Campbell and illustrate to his teammates how a Yankee gets things done.
The Yankees are still alive here in the bottom half of the ninth inning, thanks to Willie Randolph's two-out triple. But they trail the Red Sox by two and need some real heroics from veteran Roy White. Bill Campbell on the mound for the Boston Red Sox checks Randolph off third. Now the pitch to Roy White is swung on. There's a drive deep out toward right field. Forget it. It's gone. And the Yankees tie the ball game 5-5. Willie Randolph is in to score, waiting for Roy White at home plate. The entire bench is up on the dugout steps, and the Yankees have tied it up 5-5. Well, I'll tell you, since coming out in relief of Bob Stanley in the sixth inning, Bill Campbell had been practically untouchable. He got the first two men here in the ninth inning, but then Willie Randolph tripled, and Roy White has tied the ball game up with a line drive homer into the stands and right, and we're all tied up 5-5.
Suddenly, mutiny became harmony, and in the 11th, Reggie Jackson showed why he decided to become a Yankee.
Ramon Hernandez has really been shaky since coming out in relief of Bill Campbell here in the 11th inning. He's given up two walks, one to Greg Nettles and one to Mickey Rivers. Before walking Rivers, he committed a bog, moving Nettles on to second base. And now with Reggie Jackson up there, the Yankees have a chance to end this one right now. All it'll take is a base hit. Ramon Hernandez looks in for his sign, and man, is he slow in his delivery. Now he's ready, comes set. And the pitch to Reggie Jackson is swung on line drive out toward right field. Fair ball, the Yankees win it. It's a fair ball, base hit, rolling into the right field corner. Greg Nettles around third, he's coming in to score. And that's the ball game. The Yankees win it 6-5 over the Red Sox.
Loved by many, scorned by some, but respected by all, Reggie Jackson was just warming up to take the city of New York by storm. On July 26th, the Baltimore Orioles, New York's other close pursuer for the American League East title, felt the lethal sting of Reggie's mighty bat. Just like the Boston game of a month earlier, the Yankees went into the bottom of the ninth trailing by two runs. But pinch hitter Cliff Johnson, a recent acquisition from Houston, won the hearts of the Yankee faithful with a game-tying blast.
One out here in the bottom half of the ninth inning. The Yankees trail the Orioles by two runs, and Billy Martin is going with Cliff Johnson to bat for Bucky Dent. Billy hoping for the long ball from Big Cliff. Roy White down at first base. He opened the inning with a base hit. Now there's one away. Tippy Martinez, former Yankee left-hander pitching for Baltimore, comes down to the set position. Now here's the pitch, and Johnson swings, sends a fly ball deep out toward right field. Tommy Chopay going back, still back. He cannot get to it. It's gone. A home run. And the Yankees will tie the ball game 4-4. Roy White comes in to score, and Cliff Johnson, you can see him grinning from here, around the bases with a game-tying home run. Man, I'll tell you, this Cliff Johnson is something else. Since joining the Yankees a little over a month ago, he's belted five home runs, but none were as timely as this one to tie this ball game up at 4-4 here in the ninth.
Then in the 10th, Reggie Jackson untied it.
With Reggie Jackson coming up for the Yankees, Baltimore manager Earl Weaver plays the percentages and calls on left-hander Scott McGregor. McGregor has a record of one win and one loss this year, and he is ready to pitch to Reggie Jackson. Tonight, Reggie has had two hits in three trips, both singles. McGregor looks into his catcher, Dave Skaggs. Now the windup. And the first pitch to Reggie Jackson swung on. There's a drive up deep toward right field. It's going, no question about this one. It's gone. Reggie Jackson's 17th home run of the season, and the Yankees have won the ball game 5-4. What a ball game this has been. The Yankees, falling behind 4-0, have come back to win this ball game on a home run by Reggie Jackson here in the 10th inning. The Yankees win it 5-4.
Jackson's clout turned on the fans in New York, as he would throughout the second half of the season when under pennant pressure he performed at his zenith. The Yankees locked away the American League East title in 1977 with a tremendous last 2 months of the season as they wiped out the opposition, winning 42 of their final 59 games, a sizzling 7-12 percentage. The Yankees moved into first place to stay on August 23rd in Chicago when they defeated the White Sox 8-3. It was a tie ball game at 3-3 in the seventh inning when Mickey Rivers drove home the run that would propel the Yankees into first place.
Now, runner at third, nobody out, one ball, two strikes. The infield's in. Ground ball, base hit to left field.
No longer the pursuer, but now the pursued, the Yankees were going to make themselves very difficult prey to catch. If there was a week that was for the Yankees in 1977, it had to be August 28th through September 4th. In a blitzkrieg of action, the Yanks decimated all that came before them and brought back visions of 50 years ago when the Yankees' murderer's row was the talk of baseball. It started on Sunday, August 28th, when left-hander Ron Guidry celebrated his 27th birthday in grand fashion by shutting out the Texas Rangers on two hits, 1-0.
Ron Guidry is just one out away from celebrating his birthday in grand fashion. Guidry, 27 years old today, he's got two strikes on John Ellis. Guidry looks in for the sign. Now he's ready, and the pitch to Ellis, struck him out! Hey, what a way to perform on your 27th birthday! Ron Guidry, and the Yankees win the ball game over the Rangers, 1-0. Guidry allowing just two base hits, and I gotta tell you, Guidry is feeling pretty good right now. The entire coming out to congratulate the left-hander. A two-hit shutout. He got John Ellis, a tough hitter, on strikes to end the ball game. And that's it. Happy birthday, Ron Guidry. The final score. The New York Yankees 1, and the Texas Rangers 0.
Then the next afternoon against Kansas City, Chris Chambliss, with one swing of his bat, wiped out a 5-3 Royals lead with a game-winning home run. Then the following night against Seattle, Mickey Rivers took one look at a Diego Sigui pitch, and the Yankees had a 6-5 victory.
Swings, this one is gone! Way back there! Way in the upper deck!
The next night, the Yankees closed out the homestand against Seattle when Greg Nettles hit another late-inning home run to give the Yankees a victory. However, it should be noted that during that stretch, ace fireman Sparky Lyle came out of the bullpen to hold the opposition at bay, pitching 7 2/3 innings, allowing no runs and just six hits while picking up two wins and a save. But the Yankees' week continued in Minnesota. In the first game of the series, Ron Guidry pitched his second straight shutout as Lou Piniella and Roy White supplied the batting support in a 4-0 win. The next afternoon, it was Ed Figueroa going all the way for his 13th win of the season. Then on Sunday, September 4th, the Yankees completed this fantastic week when Don Gullett, making his first start in over a month, shut out the hard-hitting Twins 4-0. The Yanks got all the runs they needed in the first inning.
Greg Nettles leads off third, Munson off second, and Lou Piniella leads away at first base. Bases loaded, Cliff Johnson the batter. Jeff Zahn is ready to work. There's the windup, and the pitch to Johnson is swung on a drive going deep toward left field. Back goes Gorenski, still going back. He'll not get this one. It's over the wall. A grand slam home run for Cliff Johnson. And the Yankees go out in front here in the first inning, 4-0.
Printed race, the month of September will become either a time to remember or a time to forget. Fortunately for Yankee followers, September of 1977 was a glorious time of year. On September 13th, the Boston Red Sox came to New York for a three-game series. A sweep of the series by Boston, and it would be a whole new ballgame. In game one of the series, the Red Sox jumped to an early 2-0 lead. But in the fourth inning, the Yankees got one run back, and in the fifth, they broke the game open.
0-1 pitch. Hit in the air, shallow center, Lynn coming in, Doyle going back, may drop, it does, base hit. Picked up on the run by the right fielder, Jim Rice. And Bucky Dent is on with a Texas League single in the shallow center. The first pitch to Rivers. Hit in the air to deep right field. This one is way back. It's going. It is gone. A home run for Mickey Rivers. The Yankees lead 3-2. Paxton, 24-year-old right-hander, has the sign, the 2-2 pitch. Lined out toward left center field. Lynn will not get this one. It's in for the base hit. Munson has his second hit of the ball game. He deals. Drive deep right field. This one is way back, and it is off the wall. The ball is in play.
Rice throws into Doyle. No relay to the plate. Chambliss may be caught off second. He's safe. The Yankees lead 4-2.
From that point on, it was all Ron Guidry as the Yanks cruised to a 4-2 win.
1-2 pitch. Swung on and missed. Ball game is over. Ron Guidry striking out 9 men, 2 of them here in the 9th inning, after giving up a single to Jim Rice. And the Yankees now lead the Red Sox by 2.5 games and the Baltimore Orioles by 3.
Game 2 of the series turned out to be the masterpiece of the season as Boston's Reggie Cleveland and the Yanks' Ed Figueroa matched goose eggs for 8 innings. Then in the 9th, Reggie Jackson turned out the lights for Boston.
3 balls, 2 strikes. Nobody out. Munson leads away. Here's the stretch. Ready for the payoff pitch. Munson does not go. The ball is hit deep to right center. That ball's out of here. The Yankees win it. In the bleachers. Holy cow, a long home run for Reggie Jackson. And the Yankees win it 2-0. What a drive by Jackson. The whole Yankee team coming out to congratulate him. I tell you, that's the Reggie Jackson that we know. He hit that ball 9 miles in a right center field.
On September 23rd, the Yankees journeyed to Toronto, Canada for a critical 3-game series with the Blue Jays. The weekend belonged to Yankee third baseman Greg Nettles, as he was outstanding both offensively and defensively. In the opener, the game was tied in the 9th inning when Greg Nettles stepped to the plate.
The stretch by Jefferson and the pitch. Drive to deep right center field, and this one will not be caught. It's gone! A home run for Greg Nettles! Line drive that just cleared the wall at the 375-foot mark, and the Yankees go out in front 5-3.
2 days later, the Yankees won the first game for a doubleheader 15-0. But in the nightcap, they were involved in a do-or-die struggle, clinging to a 1-0 lead when Greg Nettles came up with the play of the game to kill a Blue Jay rally and preserve another Yankee victory.
Chambliss holding the bag against McKay. Gary Woods over at third base. The stretch and the curve bounce. Nettles up with it. Goes for Randolph. One back to first. Double play. Holy cow. The greatest play I've seen. Nettles. He dove to his left while on the ground through to Randolph. Randolph's throw was in the dirt and Chambliss scooped it out. Look at that Yankee bench. Unbelievable, beautiful play. Double play. Oh, that's a 4-star job. 5-4-3. 4 stars for Nettles. No runs, a base hit, no errors, a man left, and at the end of 5, the Yankees 1 and the Blue Jays nothing.
Lyle offers. Breaking ball is hit on the ground is short. Bucky Dent has it. Throw to first. He's out and the ball game is over. Sparky Lyle comes on to get the side in order in the ninth after striking out Roy Howell with runners at first and second in the 8th inning, and he saves the win for Ed Figueroa. In the 9th inning for the Toronto Blue Jays, 3 up and 3 down. So the Yankees won the first game 15-0 and make it a sweep, putting the nightcap 2-0.
To win a pennant, it takes a heck of a lot of talent and a little bit of luck. On Tuesday, September 27th, in the final week of the season, Dame Fortune smiled on the Yankees. In a game against Cleveland, tied at 1-1 in the 9th inning, Herman Munson led off with a single. Indians pitcher Jim Bibby then uncorked a wild pitch that allowed Munson to go to second. Then, after a sacrifice moved him to third, Bibby threw his second wild pitch of the inning, and the Yankees had a very pivotal victory.
1-1 pitch. Low, and that's it!
The next night, the Yankees clinched a tie for the American League East when they walloped the Indians 10-0. The game was over in the first inning when Reggie Jackson unloaded this blast against Indians right-hander Al Fitzmaurice.
No score in the bottom of the first, but the Yankees with a golden opportunity. Bases loaded, nobody out. A weird inning. The Yankees have not hit the ball out of the infield, and they got three men on. The 2-1 pitch hit deep to right field. Grand slam out for Reggie Jackson, and the Yankees lead 4-0. Holy cow, a line drive home run for Reggie Jackson, and he now has 109 runs batted in on the year, and the Yankees are out in front 4-0.
But the pursuit continued. Finally, on Friday, September 30th, the Baltimore Orioles bowed out of the race when they lost to Boston. Then, the next afternoon, as monsoon rains fell at Yankee Stadium, the joyous news came that the Boston Red Sox had lost their fight.
Billy Martin has made a few changes as the Yankees, during the rain delay, won the Eastern Division Championship in the American League as the Baltimore Orioles held on to defeat the Boston Red Sox 8-7 at Fenway Park. Phil Rossitto, a bizarre ending to quite a pennant race.
Oh, it really was a bizarre ending, and a great ending, I might add, for all Yankee fans and for all of us that followed the Yankees all year.
The following afternoon, before another Dodgers Stadium record crowd, the Yanks made it 3 wins in 4 games. Doug Rau was the Dodgers starter, and he failed to last through the second inning. Reggie Jackson started things with an opposite field double.
Jackson lines one, base hit, long left field line. Reggie digging around first. He'll go on to the second base. He'll have a stand-up double.
Lou Piniella then followed with a single that gave the Yankees a 1-0 lead.
Rau reading signs from Steve Yeager. Sets. 1-1 pitch. Line over the head of Steve Garvey down the right field line. Jackson around third base. He'll score. And Piniella takes a big turn at first, but he'll go back in there sliding. And the Yankees lead 1-0.
Chris Chambliss then brought Doug Rau's afternoon to a close with another off-field double.
The 1-0 pitch to Chambliss, swung on line down the left field line, base hit. Around second base, going for third is Piniella. Baker bobbles the ball, and Chambliss goes into second base. So the Yankees have runners at second and third, nobody out here in the top half of the second inning, and they already lead 1-0.
Rick Rodin replaced Rau, but the Yankees' assault continued.
Now he winds, and the 1-0 pitch to Nettles. Swung it on a ground to second. A run will score. Lopes digs it out. Flips over the first base. Piniella scores. The Yankees now lead 2-0. And moving to third base is Chris Chambliss. 3-1 pitch to Dent. Swung on it on a ground. Base hit right side. Chambliss will score. And the Yankees lead 3-0.
The Dodgers narrowed it to a 3-2 game in the fourth with a Davey Lopes home run. And they might have done some more damage in the fourth, except for some spectacular fielding by Lou Piniella.
And the first pitch. Hit deep to left. That ball is going, and it is left. Piniella leaps and makes the catch. Lou Piniella got all the way back to the wall. That ball somehow came down, and Piniella right up against the ball, leaped over the fence, and made the catch.
Ron Guidry, the Yankee pitcher, was in complete command throughout as he held the Dodgers to a mere 4 hits. Even in the ninth with a runner on third and the dangerous Dusty Baker at bat.
The 2-2 pitch. Breaking ball. Loose to the shallow center. Coming on is Rivers. He's there now and makes the catch, and the ball game is over. For the Dodgers in the ninth inning, no runs on one base hit. And Ron Say was left at third base. So final score this fourth game. The Yankees now go up 3-1. The final score. The New York Yankees 4. And the Los Angeles Dodgers 2.
The Dodgers eluded the embarrassment of losing the World Series at home when they won the fifth game 10-4. So now it was back to New York for game 6, and what a contest this turned out to be. The Dodgers jumped to an early 2-0 lead in the first inning, but the Yanks came back with two of their own in the second.
2-1 pitch to Chambliss. A drive to right center field and deep. Way back, going, a home run for Chris Chambliss, and we're tied 2-2.
In the third, the Dodgers regained the lead on a Reggie Smith home run. But back came the Yankees in the fourth. Thurman Munson, hitting safely in his 10th consecutive World Series game, started things with a single.
The pitch to Munson. Drive to left field. That's going to be a base hit. Dusty Baker over to get it. Cuts it off. Munson around first will have to hold with a long single. So Munson extends his hitting string in World Series play to 10 games.
Now it was Reggie.
There's a drive to right field.
Ilias Sosa relieved starter Bert Hooten and promptly gave up a double to Chris Chambliss.
Sosa to the windup. The 3-1 pitch. Popped up on the left side. Russell going out in shallow left. Baker coming in. Russell calling. Ball drops. On the way to second, Chambliss, and he'll make it.
After moving to third on a ground ball, Chambliss romped home on a Lou Piniella fly ball.
The 1-1 pitch. Breaking ball line to left field and deep. Baker going back. He'll catch it. But Chambliss will score after the catch. And the Yankees lead 5-3.
The Yankees made it 7-3 in the fifth as Reggie Jackson turned on the fans in New York with his second home run.
Sosa set. The pitch. Drive to right field and deep. Way back. Going, going, gone. Another home run for Reggie Jackson. And the Yankees lead 7-3.
Then in the eighth, Reggie blew the top off the city of New York.
Jackson with four runs batted in. Becomes the second man in World Series history to hit three home runs in a game.